This is Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Cosplaying has become an important part of comic, anime, and video game culture. It's when a fan dresses up as a fictional character. Last year, there were more than a dozen conventions around the Bay Area, from Los Altos all the way to Antioch, where cosplayers could show off their homemade costumes. For the fans who love these characters, conventions are ways to make friends, show off their sewing skills, and become the characters they love. Ellie Herbert was part of KALW's high school internship program this summer. She's a cosplayer herself, and she brings up this story about getting ready for and attending the San Francisco Anime and Cosplay Festival.
I'm at Joanne's Fabrics in Colma looking for fabric and materials with my friend Casey.
Do you have yellow for the...
We're searching for the right materials to use to make our costumes. I'm a cosplayer. That means I dress up on more days than just Halloween. Typically, we choose a character from a video game or show we like. I really enjoy becoming someone that isn't myself, usually a character from a series that I have an emotional connection to. Back at home, Casey and I just finished cutting out the pieces of fabric, and now we're working on sewing those pieces together. We're smoothing out the fabric and making sure we don't accidentally sew folds or wrinkles into the shirt. Most people mistakenly think cosplay as being something that started up in Japan. It's a combination of the words costume and play. Cosplaying started here in America and then slowly spread. The first cosplay was back in 1939 at a sci-fi convention in New York. It was a couple who dressed up as characters from the sci-fi film Things to Come that was written by H.G. Wells.
We live in interesting, exciting, and anxious times.
People have enjoyed dressing up as their favorite characters for a long time. I spoke with Kiba Shiruba, who has been cosplaying since 2011. Cosplay has benefited them in multiple ways, teaching them new skills and also boosting their self-esteem.
Body image has been something I got out of it. Like, I used to hate the way that I looked, but through cosplay, I learned to love certain parts of me. Like, for example, I didn't like the way my eyelids worked because it made doing makeup really difficult, but it forced me to, like, learn how to do my own makeup and like master my own face basically, and like I'm more willing to like bear more skin when I'm dressed in cosplay than versus when I'm not. Like I've cosplayed Black Rock Shooter and that's basically wearing nothing. So
Kiba will be cosplaying as Mila Babichevwa from the anime Yuri on Ice. But cosplaying doesn't just allow people to get comfortable with their looks.
I cosplay purely just because I like the act of making things and being able to wear it and say that I made it and being able to like show off my craftsmanship to other people and just getting to know other people who are also really good at making things.
A lot of the time, cosplayers gain exposure through the help of photography. Without these photographers, cosplay wouldn't have spread. Carl Valencia is one of the amateur photographers in the cosplay community.
When it comes to cosplay photography, it was mostly a friends thing. It was a great way to meet a lot of people. Photography itself is kind of a neat art form.
There are many photographers, each one having a different type of style. Some specialize in storytelling, while others are better at portraits. Many of the pictures take place around the time of anime events or conventions. There are conventions like Fanime, Sac Anime, KrakenCon, HydraCon, and Anime Destiny. These events are bigger and last for multiple days compared to the smaller ones such as the San Francisco Anime and Cosplay Festival. That's the event Kiba, Casey, and I are preparing for. This cosplay festival takes place in San Francisco's Japantown every year. Yoko Hiji is the executive producer of the event, and she's also a cosplayer, but she's been too busy to make the costumes herself.
I used to make my own costume, but now I buy them.
This event was started when Japantown was looking for a new way to bring younger people into the neighborhood. But cosplaying here in America is different than cosplaying in Japan. Hiji says that the cosplayers here are more open about it.
I think America or United States is very accepting of cosplays and costumes. I think it's probably because of Halloween. Many cosplayers actually cosplay from home to the venue. So you get to see cosplayers at the intersection, cosplayers driving, cosplayers at the stores and restaurants and stuff. But in Japan, cosplay, the hobby of cosplay is something that's should be kind of like secretive. So the conventions and events usually have dressing rooms and then dressing areas available.
Even though she puts on the event, she doesn't have as much cosplay experience as the cosplay senpais. Cosplay senpais are cosplayers that have many years of experience.
I don't have as long history as a lot of the cosplay senpais because most of the cosplay senpais we have more than 10 years of experience. I don't think I hit 10 years.
It's the day of the event, and I'm excited to finally see my cosplay friends I haven't seen in months. As usual, it's crowded, and cosplayers are all over Japantown. I'll be meeting the two cosplay guests of honor, Reika and Sharu. I'm super nervous to see them face to face. I've been looking up to them since I started cosplaying, always striving to reach the skill level that they're at.
Konnichiwa, Nihon no cosplayer no Reika desu. Osaka kara konkai kosashite itadakimashita. San Francisco no kono konvenshon wa 3 kaime desu.
Hai, Nihon kara kimashita cosplayer no Chelu desu. Watashi wa San Francisco no ibento ni kuru no wa hajimete desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu.
They both introduce themselves, and Yokohiji is translating for me. Reika is a cosplayer from Osaka. It'll be her third time coming to this event. This will be Sharu's first time coming here.
What do you really enjoy about cosplay?
Cosplay で一番楽しいことは何ですか？
私は同じ作品が好きな友達とこう集まって。
They both enjoy cosplay for their own reasons. For Reika, she enjoys shopping for fabric the most.While Sharu enjoys being able to get together with friends that have the same interests and being able to do photo shoots with them. After I say my goodbyes and thanks to Reika and Sharu, I start walking around the festival. I see so many cosplayers, all with their own style. Some people have casual outfits on, while others have full-blown cosplays. There's a stage show going on that features cosplayers.
Hey, how many Final Fantasy fans do we have in the audience?You guys recognize who this character is?
Everyone looks really good. All the cosplayers' costumes look very clean and appealing to the eye. There's a character from the anime Steins Gate. He's wearing a pink maid dress and has a pink twin tail wig. The festival comes to an end, and people slowly make their way out of Japantown, leaving the once crowded plaza left with only a few people. But at the end of the day, cosplayers take off their wigs, their makeup, and their costumes, and then it's back to the workshop.To begin working on their next cosplay. For KLW, I'm Aloisa Herbert.
Ellie Herbert was part of KLW's high school internship program this summer. She's a student at Philip and Sala Burton High School in the San Francisco Unified School District.